You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Dishes and Dimes brought to you by Basketball News. I'm your host today, Noor, and I'm joined by our CEO, CFO, leader, heart and soul, whatever you want to call it, Smith Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's crazy. It's been a year.
Yeah, it's almost been a year. Today marks the 1 year anniversary of you putting out a tweet to let people know, and hey, remember that podcast you wanted? Well, I'm kind of in the works of something. I'm kind of figuring something out. And I think this is like literally when it became common knowledge for people that there's going to be a Raptors women podcast. There's going to be women talking about Raptors basketball and other basketball too. And Sandy, it's all because of you. Dishes and Dimes, we're here right now because of you. How do you feel?
That's not.
It's not. It's literally not.
I'm just really appreciative, to be honest. Like, I'm lucky to be able to work with you guys, and it's been such a fun journey, and never could have imagined that, like, this is where we would be here. So it's just funny to look back on that day and tweeting about us possibly coming out with the pod. And I don't even know what to say, really. It's been a crazy ride.
Did you ever think that it would reach, not even that it would reach the heights that it did, but that it would reach this height that fast?
No. I literally thought there would be five people who, you know, would have watch or listen every week, and we have really loyal listeners who are always interacting with us, and they're fucking awesome. Like, shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. We love you.
So when we put the merch out, you guys are first in line. Don't even worry, it's gonna be for free, we promise.
We're gonna send it all to you guys.
Everything's getting shipped out. But even just to go back on that, right? Like, we started a year ago. So a year ago, this was January 2020. Little did we know, were we going to get hit with the worst year of our lives.
The panini,
the panorama, the Panasonic, the popsicle, fucking just killing us in every way. But so we started, right? So we started the end of January. And the craziest part to me was the fact that we just made an announcement that, like, these are the women who are going to be part of this Raptors podcast, and this is called Dishes and Dimes. That's all we have to do. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, within an hour, we had 1,000-something followers. Within an hour. And this was with the help of not just, like, us, each other. Like, we already had a following on Twitter, yes. Like, a very small following. I had barely had 100-something followers. But, like, you know, it was progressing towards something. But what we realized really was that there was a big hole that was missing when it comes to sports industry and just sports in general and sports media. And that was women. And women weren't there. Women weren't covering anything. You couldn't see a woman like us doing the same thing that we're doing currently a year ago. Like, you would have to really dig through and find someone that would be, you know, covering sports and stuff. And the way that we took off was insane. Like a week later, we were getting hit up with phone calls from Yahoo Sports, from other companies, other sponsorships, you know, law firms, groups, communities, newspapers, televisions, just national media, like everyone just really reaching out. And we were just, we were starstruck of ourselves for a second. We're like, what is happening? Are you kidding me? And while everything was really building up and everything was going on, I think we had maybe just attended two things in person. We had been alive for like 3 weeks and we were already being invited to do like, you know, group events and all that kind of stuff. And I remember we had our first live pod with Hoop Talks booked. We were supposed to go, oh my goodness, like, this was going to be a month after our birth. Right. We were going to be, guys, like, I don't think we've ever even spoken about this in real life, but we were going to go, I think in March, host a live pod at, I forget what the restaurant or the bar is called downtown, but we were supposed to be there with Hoop Talks and Kevin Kennedy and just, you know, have a Dishes and Dimes panel where people come and listen to us in person talk. Right. And, you know, things were just happening where we just couldn't even fathom that things were happening. And then the panini happened. And then the league got shut down. And then we had to really work from home and remotely the entire way through. Right. Until now.
Right. No, it's been, when you think about it, I remember we were booking things. We had the TIFF screening that we were invited to. And then right after that was Hoop Talks. And things were progressing pretty quickly with Yahoo Sports Canada. And then everything just stopped. Like, it was just like, oh shit, like, are you still gonna have a pod? Like, what are you talking about? There's no fucking basketball.
Is there still gonna be basketball?
Yeah. Does basketball even matter? There are people dying. Like, it was just a lot. And then we just had to come up with bullshit to talk on a mic every week because there was literally nothing. And you guys,
and actually, thank God we're women. Like, that's, it's a second nature to us. We have no problem talking about nothing. We really lucked out with a vagina, not a penis, in that regard.
We really did. Like, I feel like the universe was literally like, y'all can't handle what's coming up. Let me just pause for a second. And you know, I think what it did for us is, I mean, for me personally, I just remember just being very uncomfortable. I'm still uncomfortable with speaking to people. Like, I know a lot of people don't believe it because I'm kind of wild on Twitter, but I'm really shy. You know, I'm a very shy person, and so like, just putting my thoughts out there and realizing that people actually care to hear what I and the rest of us have to say was just really like a wow thing for me. And I don't know, the pandemic in a way just kind of gave me a little bit of more of a reassurance in terms of the pod. Everything else was going to shit, but at least we had the pod, you know. It was kind of a relief, especially when basketball did come back, even though we all hated the idea. When it eventually came back and we all changed our mind, it was a great kind of diversion from how shitty life was. So I'm grateful in a weird way for the pod, because it really kept, it gave me at least some levity, you know, just to focus on something that isn't as serious and isn't possibly life-ending. And I'm super grateful.
I feel the same way. And I think you and I can both kind of share the same sentiment when it comes, because everyone knows we have a village in this podcast. There's like 100,000 of us. And of all the seven, there's Katie, there's Yasmin, there's Kelsey, and they're like prolific, amazing writers. You know, they've really solidified themselves in the sports industry, and they do it for a reason, because this is their living. This is what they're so good at and what they're passionate about. And you have Iman, who's like, just like, we're literally waiting just to hear about her TV deal. Like, it's going to happen in like a couple months.
It's gonna
this happen. It's gonna happen. Like, this is the kind of person, the people that we have in our podcast, right? These people who are actually super, who work in the industry, who understand what's going on and stuff. And then there's people like myself, you, and Sidra, who are actual just fans, right? Like, we're just, we are on Twitter. Like, I personally myself am just on Twitter because I never had any, like, any girlfriends in my life who were into sports. All my girlfriends were just never, you know, they never knew what I was talking about. I was told to shut up and I bring up a basketball. So I would just go on Twitter and like live tweet and just do the stupidest shit. And somehow it would just, you know, it connects with people. People like what you have to say. You get funny, and which is the other thing too. Women of sports media are funnier than men. That's my hot take, facts. And that's my facts, cold
facts,
take.
Facts,
that's
facts.
My seasonal take, my night take, my day take, anything. We're funnier. And that's the reason why we wanted this to happen so badly. But yeah, besides that too, like, we were just like, we're just fans. So we were just like, the fact that we were even given this platform, like, I was even given this platform was insane to me, that like, I'm not, you know, familiar with this industry, not familiar with marketing yourself or branding and things like that. But all I knew was how to talk shit and talk basketball. Like, that was it. But yeah, like, the biggest part for me, I feel like, was knowing that you women were there with me. Yeah. And this is going to sound so cheesy and so corny, but like, in the past year, yeah, the year has sucked. It's been so terrible. But for us, I really found really good friends in my podcast girls. Like, we all get along so well. We care about one another. We understand if someone else has other duties. The other one is, no one's here to give any sort of judgment. You're just there to take over for the next person, because we understand each other. We understand lives and everything else. And I think that just that kind of camaraderie and that like sisterhood has been so huge for this year. And I just can't wait to vacation with you guys. Like, every night I put on this Maluma and Weekend, and I'm just picturing us on a beach with you know, like, booze in our hand and going insane. And I'm just like, we're going to get there soon. It's going to be us. And maybe with Drake partying next to us. Whatever, speaking into existence, it's gonna happen.
I mean, I'm saying that we spoke things into existence last year, and now we're looking at basketball news in Yahoo Sports Canada. So I mean, whatever, speak whatever you want into the year.
I genuinely believe that all we're missing is being in person. Like, if we were in person, shit could really hit the fan. Seriously. You know what I mean?
We're gonna have so much fun once we're able to be in person. We're gonna have some day parties, we're gonna have some Raptors themed parties. Like, I have some things cooking up in my brain for y'all. Like, I cannot wait until we're able to really interact with our listeners, especially because I know you guys ride or die for us, and we ride or die for you guys. Can't wait to like actually get to interact with you guys, because you guys have just been so wonderful for us, and like, you've given us an opportunity to get to know each other. And like, for me, when I hit these ladies up, it was because like, I found them so funny and so interesting and so endearing. Like, Raptors Twitter, the women on Raptors Twitter are the fucking best, period, of any like basketball fandom. I don't care if you're in Portland, I don't care. Like, we have the best Twitter. And so like, I was just hoping they'll at least just jump on, you know, a pod, an episode, to just kind of, you know, support. And they decided they want to work together, and it's just been an amazing experience. Like, I mean, we've had our hiccups. I'm not gonna front and say we haven't had our hiccups.
But, for sure.
I mean, for the most part, like, in terms of the unit, everybody knows what they offer, and it's just been like the best working situation that I've ever been a part of. So I'm really just absolutely grateful, and I love you.
No, honestly, Sandy, you're the best. Like, I love you guys so. It's crazy. Like, I literally can't believe I know these people off of an app, you know? It's Twitter. And we got together, we formed this bond, we created a podcast that's like, you know, unbecoming of an industry like this. And the fact that we're doing this and really kicking some ass, like, not gonna lie, not gonna like front it, not gonna be humble about this, we've been kicking some ass. And this is without being in person, okay? Right. This is us just working remotely. So if we were in person, it might be a lot more different, to be honest. But But just having you guys there, and honestly having you guys like guide each other through, and I know no matter what happens, like I have our group chat to turn back on. Like yeah. every night, like whenever I'm out, I'm like having a good time getting drunk. I'm like, I'm gonna let the girls know I love them so much. Like it's always at the back of my mind. It's so funny, but it's, I love it. But oh, I think the other part about it too is like growing up, like I always, like I said, I always thought that sports was not a place for women because I just never saw women in sports. I never saw women, you know, conducting interviews, just being there in person, or even seeing them as anything other than like eye candy or directing a conversation between two people. You know, it was never anything else. It was always just like women are here to facilitate or to be eye candy. That's right. it. But then I got on Twitter and I see like a sea of women just like talking shit and like knowing their stuff and pulling off stats and just talking, like making other guys cry. And I'm just like, who lied to me? Right. Like who has been lying? Like girls love basketball. Women love sports. And I think the biggest privilege that I get from Bitches and Dimes and with you guys is knowing that like, I'm not the only one. Like mm-hmm. I have seven other women who are a part of my podcast who are so passionate to the point where they joined the podcast with me. And we are a voice for women, which, you know, elevates other women to think, okay, you know what? Like women do like sports. I can do it as well. Or I like that, the idea of that sport. I want to learn more about it. It seems like girls like it too. So I want to see what that's all about. And I think like that's what we've been missing for a very long time. That's what's given all of these penises the audacity to think that they can tell us to go back to the kitchen. Whereas like, you can't even fucking boil water. Right. So
speak on that.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. I might get banned, but we'll get there. But I think it's been phenomenal. And honestly, Sandy, like it's legit all thanks to you. Like you were the one who put it together. I think at a certain point we've all had thoughts like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a Raptors podcast or nice to have like just women talk about sports and stuff. But you took that and you completely just took the initiative and you made it onto your own. You reached out, I can't be humble about it properly, but like you got the best group of women together, right? So then you just killed it.
Brag on yourself, sis. Let's go. Like, okay. You know, I mean, I was very intentional. I will say that I was very intentional about who I am. Like, I will say that. I was very intentional. Like, Iman, like, Yaz, Katie, Kelsey, you, Sidra, like, it was a very intentional, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to get people that I absolutely love and who are fucking hilarious and know what the hell they're talking about. And so it's going to make me look better. It was all very, like, selfish. So shout out to y'all for saying yes, because
my ass was going to be with no mediocre good.
I was going to be with no mediocre, like, bitch. So...
Don't get me started. You're so funny. We're actually bitches. I promise we're not bitches. Like that's the one thing. We're just
depends on the moment. It depends on you tweet me, to be honest.
They don't have to look at our group chat. Just don't look at our group chat and we're nice people. But if you look at our group chat, it's gonna be some trouble.
Especially in the beginning.
Oh yeah. Or even now, sometimes honestly. Yeah, like we're kind of we don't really hold back, but I'd rather it that way, to be honest.
For sure.
But I guess we've talked about ourselves long enough. And we did ask you guys for questions. I understand, like, honestly, I don't know about you, but I've had a really rough time getting into basketball this season already. Like, I just, like, I can't even bring myself to watch a Raptors game and, like, get excited about it. Like, I'm like, oh, the Raptors are playing whatever. It just doesn't, like, maybe it's the pandemic or whatever the case may be, but I also feel like you just don't know what version of team is going to show up that night. Yeah. And you just don't know if you want to root for it or like just have a chill, peaceful night with like meditation and yoga and all that stuff.
Right.
But what about you? Have you been catching any games?
I mean, I have, but not because I really want to. Like, it's just, I feel this exact same way. Like, I don't feel, I remember last season, there was this eagerness, like, every game I wanted to catch. I don't think I missed a game last season, right?
Same.
But this season, it's, you can feel the energy of the guys. It's just different. It's you could tell they don't really want to be there. You could tell there's some internal things that are happening. outside of just the team, the roster being different, the vibe of the team is completely different. Yeah. And you could tell that they're currently trying to find themselves. And that's not to say that can't be enjoyable, but the team that we're seeing right now is not an enjoyable team to watch, right?
It's the way they go about it.
Different if, yeah, like it. There's certain people on the team that I don't want to see on the court, so that's, you know, redacted. Like, I feel like as soon as he's gone, I will feel like 50% like better about the team right off the bat. Like, I'm gonna watch that Hornets game. I won't complain. Right off the bat, but on
just
top
give
of
those
that,
minutes to McCaw. No
right,
problem.
Like it's so weird because I'm like begging McCaw to come back. Like, bro, like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? You want to come back and play, please? Like,
how times have changed.
The fact that I'm like cheering for Stanley right now, it's like an alternative universe. Like, the pandemic has like, like, this has to be some like alternative universe, and I just want to go back.
We're living in a Black Mirror episode. Like,
seriously.
There's no other way to put it. Like, we're just cheering on Stanley Johnson in the fourth quarter. Final minutes of the fourth quarter, and we're like, Stanley got this.
Right, Stanley
Johnson.
Stanley hit that three. What? What is happening to us?
Are we the Knicks? We're not the Knicks, right? It took me, I'm sitting there tweeting. I'm like, yes, Stanley. I look at the clock. I'm like, 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Stanley Johnson's on the court? Why? But to his credit, like, his defense has been phenomenal. Like, he's been very, very well. Even he took two threes last game. Got them both in. Maybe he earned the last 4 minutes of the game. I don't know. Maybe he deserves it.
I mean, there's some people who should be averaging 15 points on this team that can't make two threes. I'm not naming names, but shout out to Stanley for doing what some people aren't.
So. That's actually the funniest question, because I got a question regarding what's it called, Just in Dimes today, and it's from Robel. Because I think I know who you're referring to. And Robel asks, would Norm be good enough to start for the Shanghai Sharks? The Shanghai Sharks.
I mean, look, all I said was Rusty, calm down. Y'all bringing up, like, okay, I don't want to, how come every time there's something with Norm, I have to be on the episode? I just minding my own business.
Rusty, calm down. I
shout
feel
out to Norman Powell, though. He played really well in the last game, and I do want to give him his props when he plays relatively well. Like, he's still
comparatively well.
I mean, offensively, yes. Everything else, it's kind of shaky, but I'm not, I think I've been not so positive. So I'm going to choose the other.
You're going to choose peace today?
I'm going to choose peace and harmony.
I'll ask the question. I'll answer the question too. What was my bad? Oh, where'd it go? Would Norm be good enough to start for the Shanghai Sharks? You know what, Robel? Yes. I don't know about anything else. I can't give you any other stats for this season. I think any take that I will have of Norm is going to be a hot take at this point. Like, I don't know what he's going to pull up with tomorrow's game. Like, he might give you 61 points, or he might be like not on the court at all. Like, you have no idea.
Right.
So Norm is just like, is just a fun person to just like, no, you know, don't take him seriously yet. Maybe he'll come around after the All-Star break, even if I don't think we're going to have that, but we'll see where that takes us.
I mean, crossing our fingers.
And Julie asks, hi, ladies. How do you feel about Chris Boucher as a starter? Do you prefer to see him off the bench?
First off, want to shout out Julie. Love you. You're always interactive.
One of our best ones.
Like the best. Love you so much. I would like for him to start. Like, I actually get sick when I see Aaron Baines on the floor. So just for my well-being, I would like to see Boucher attempt Boucher, and then if he can't handle the center that he's supposed to be, you know, like, depending on the matchup, that, and you're forced into a corner, then, you know.
Then you have other options.
Right?
But, like, but yeah, your best option for sure is Boucher.
I don't want to see Aaron on the floor.
He's, like, honestly, Sandy, it's painful. It's like, it irritates me. Like, I'm about to, like, I get breakouts watching him. I'm like, this pimple is Aaron Baines. This pimple right here is Norman Powell. This one is Terrence Davis. This is your fault. The Bermuda Triangle on my face is your fault. Not that this, you know, the air is bad. I'm not taking care of my skin. I'm eating too much chocolate. No.
The pandemic.
No. This is Aaron Baines right here. I'm named a little Aaron Baines. Fucking pissing me off. Catch the ball.
Hold it.
I can't catch the ball.
I'm not even asking you to do anything with the ball. Just when Lowry passes it to you, like, don't, like, turn it over. That's how I don't, like, you can pass it to someone else. Or you can dunk it. Or just don't throw it away. That's
like, do you, like, rub your hands with grease before each game? Do you have saliva all over? Like, what happened? This is a coronavirus, like, symptom? It's so painful, Sandy. I'm sitting there and I'm like, my unborn child can do a better job catching and shooting the ball and rebounding than you can, Aaron Baines. I'm sorry. I get it. He's new. But know your shit. Like, at least catch the ball. That's not even basketball. That's just, like, life.
See, and this is why
life skills. Just
pissed. I could, like, Lowry's just bad because he went from someone who could, like, he gives the ball to them and they're in the elbow and they put it into the net. Like, Serge was just, even if he wasn't doing shit on defense,
yeah,
he was hitting a good 15 a game, you know?
You know what but to
just
expect.
To be wasting assists, just wasting it because you can't hold on to the ball. Like, what is going on? Excuse me, sir. We're paying you. Are we not paying you?
Yeah, like, why is he paying him at this point? He's really just riding the bench the entire time. He comes in for 2 seconds to look cute for Boucher, and then Boucher comes in to, like, actually be the center.
How do I apply for that job? Where I sit and watch other people
play. See, you know what we should do? Climb on top of me. We'll pretend to be a center. We will do a better job than Aaron Baines. I shit you not.
We're going to get in so much trouble for this.
And the funniest part is we asked him to come on the podcast.
This is why, like, me and Noor shouldn't be, like, there should be somebody sensible on the pod when we're on it, because I don't have anything sensible. If you wanted, like, an intelligent basketball take, I'm not the person to come to for that. I'm just here to rant about
our team.
My eye test. Yeah, like,
But we honestly, we let people know, like, we're the trash talkers. Okay. Yeah. This is what you signed up for. If you want to get, like, proper talks, you can sign it up for Kelsey and Katie and Yasmin and Mon's Pods. Yeah. Wait for them to pop off. If it's us, we're this close to getting ourselves banned. That's what's happening in our podcast. And we're going to get yelled at by the other girls because they're going to be told, guys, you can't talk shit about Aaron Baines, and then you ask him to come on your podcast afterwards.
I know. We've definitely done that too. So
we have.
Shout out to Aaron Baines. It's all
shout out to you. Just please sand your hands or something, bro. Like
old.
You know what LeBron does? LeBron takes it and he, like, throws it in the air and it's all, like, his hands are dry and stuff. Like, he can catch shit. Maybe that's what you need to do. Like, just bring, like, beach sand with you and, I don't know, like, a sawdust or sandpaper or something. Moisturizer. I don't know what you need, bro. Okay. Mina asks. Well, that's not Mia. Her name. It's Meh. Okay. All right. Meh. Meh asks, top 5 conspiracy theories on why Thomas isn't playing. Sandy.
Girl, you know I'm about to be inappropriate. Did he sleep with his wife or something? I don't know. Like, I don't get what... You have a somebody who can hit a 3. And we don't have offense. Like, What 1 + 1 = 2 in my brain? I don't be knowing shit, but in my brain, 1 + 1 = 2.
But no, I feel the same way too. I feel like for Matt, like, I think maybe it's his defense. Like, that's what he's taking into account, because apparently everyone has to play amazing defense to play up to play for the team, which I understand. Like, you want defense. You're a defensive team. That's what you want your face of the franchise to be. But when you're literally struggling to shoot. But yeah, do you think maybe it's something to do with his defense? Like, I know that we're a defensive team. We want to make sure that, you know, our first and foremost, our look is defense. Like, that's what we focus on, which makes sense. Like, obviously, you want to make sure that that's what won us a championship, right? Like, we were really – but when you have droughts the way that you do, and when you have people that you can't count on the way that you can't, like, at what point do you just say, okay, I can't have Matt Thomas in for 5 minutes? Like, 5 minutes?
I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I understand that he's not great defensively. I did think he took a little bit of a step in terms of his health defense. But to not get any looks, I don't know. Like, how bad does your defense have to be to not get any looks? Because I see TD getting his cardio day in and day out. On the floor, like, ain't doing shit. And so I just need to know, like last year it made sense. Like, if you're not playing defense, you're on the bench because, you know,
you have enough foul power that, like,
right, like, and like, you could see the defensive ability of the team, right? Like,
right
now, I don't know what standard, Nurse is holding everybody to, and specifically Matt, to the point where he's not playing at all. Not even like end of game, like a 1-2, like 1 minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds before the game ends. Like, give him a, you know, a shot, yeah, or something. You know, I don't know what's going on with that.
It doesn't. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you. I wonder if, like, if something internally, like, you know, something may have happened, or I don't know. I think I saw a rumor that, like, he had a burner or something and maybe he got found and he was, I don't know. Again, speculation, nothing sure that I know of. Yeah. Anyone who would know is pretty much just the organization. We have no idea. Yeah. But I think it kind of scares me though. Like, that's not a good look as a coach. When it comes to your players, right? Like, okay, yeah, maybe people have their own ways of, you know, what's it called? Like, just getting people around and having them play games or whatever, like having their own way of getting people motivated. But like, to bench him for this long, knowing that you could have used him at any point and he's watching the game, seeing the same thing. Like, I could have taken that shot. That could have been mine. I could have had this going. Like, I wonder, like, does that sour that relationship? And does he think in the future, well, I don't know if I'm going to play here anymore. If I don't know if I can even, like, if they even would give me the chance to grow. Because, like, he legit hasn't played for the past how many games now?
Yeah, no, it's a valid concern. But the thing I've realized about Nicholas Nurse is that the more we complain, the more he kind of digs his toe in the sand. but I mean, we complained that Malachi started getting minutes, haven't been the best minutes, but he's been getting minutes, right? So yeah. We don't know what the reason is. Hopefully we do get to see some Matt, because as much as, you know, yeah, like, his defense sucks, and he definitely does need to work on it, but, you know, somebody who can hit a three like that, an open three like that, if the situation is needed, and we need him to hit a three when we have no offense going for ourselves, I just think it makes sense to have him come off the bench. So I mean, we will see what Nicholas has up his sleeve.
What's the next game tomorrow? I think we'll find out then. We'll see what everything happens.
We're playing the Mavs. Like, now we're actually playing teams that are worth shit, so that should be
interesting. Brings me to my next question for you. Larry Angelus asks, what's our record going to look like after the stretch against the Heat, Pacers, Mavericks, and Bucks?
What are we now? 4-8?
4 and 8, I think, right? Yeah, 4 and 8. Is there anything below poverty? I don't know, like gutter, sewer. It's gonna be really bad. I don't know. I might forget basketball exists this week.
I'm gonna go the positive route because I think it's negative, Nancy.
Who are you?
I'm
gonna go the positive. No, you're not.
I'm changing my life, okay? I'm speaking good things into existence. We're gonna go on a win streak, right? Just like last year's win streak. But this is more impressive because we suck more, right? So we're gonna go on a win streak. We're gonna beat the Mavs. We're gonna beat the Heat twice. We're gonna beat the Bucks because Giannis decided he didn't want to come to Toronto. He wanted to suffer.
Yeah, that's
Milwaukee. So that's personal. We're gonna win that. Mm-hmm. And what's the other game? Pacers.
I think 2 Pacers games or something.
Pacers always lose to us. So by virtue of tradition, we also have to beat the Pacers. So I'm just saying that we're gonna go on a win streak. We're gonna beat these good teams. We're gonna get our record cleaned up. And then we're gonna go back on a losing streak. But I would like for us to at least go on a win streak this season so I can feel good about being a fan. I appreciate it.
Honestly, it could happen. Like, Miami has not been playing that well. I think they're also like 3 of 7, something like that. Like, they're also like right next to us. Yeah. Oh my God, we haven't even talked about it. Celtics just got absolutely slapped by the Knicks. If I'm happy and funny right now, it's because that was my motivation. I saw that. And I was like, game on. Raptors are back. Basketball is back. Celtics suck. That's all that matters. We could be like last. And if Celtics still get slapped, I'm a happy person. I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That made me feel good. But then I'm also kind of like, our team barely got past the Hornets. So I'm just tempering, you know? Tempering things. Yeah, like if it was last season, I'd be going off, but yeah. This season I just need to like cut my coat according to my size and just like mind my business, okay? Oh my
God, last year I was fighting every fan base. I actually had to go private for a little bit. I was getting roasted really hard, but I learned from that you have to shut up when your team sucks. So I'm gonna shut up, but like I can talk shit about my own team, right?
Like, yeah, like I have no problem talking shit about my own team. Like, fuck them.
You can't say anything. I'll talk shit about your team, my team. No one's safe. Everyone's getting fucking slandered. No one is safe here.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Oh my God, all these names on Twitter, bro. Like, please, I need some syllables in there. Six Global Nation asks, how was this first year of podcasting and where do you grow from here?
You answer that. You go ahead.
I think we mentioned it already. It was an amazing year, so fulfilling, really opened our eyes to different things. Like, I can honestly put half the shit I do on Twitter for the podcast. Like, I put it on my resume. Like, there's so much that I'm learning, so much that I'm looking into. A whole new, like, door has opened for us that we never even knew existed for us, right? So,
yeah.
In a way, like, it's so exciting and just so so motivating, too. Like, it really pushes you and wants you to do better and stuff. And I think, like, in terms of growing and seeing where we go from here, I don't want to put anything out there, but I do think that like, if it weren't for the pandemic, you would be not just hearing from us a lot, but like a lot more would be hearing from us. So I think we're just waiting for the pandemic to go away so we can really be, you know, present in places and present with each other and present at games, present at just, you know, all these opportunities and stuff. So I think once that really gets set in gear, this could really be something. I don't know. What about you, Sandy?
I mean, like for me, it's just, it's been wonderful. Like I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about the kind of career that I want, the things that I'm interested in. I've learned how to work with people a lot better. My confidence is a lot better. Just, I didn't know that I could partake in something like this and have it be successful. So it's really reassuring. Due to the pandemic, we've had to put a lot of opportunities on hold. And I feel like, especially with Basketball News, who knows, we could have been at All-Star weekend if the pandemic hadn't.
Yeah, really.
We could have been at Summer League, but it doesn't look like that's going to be something that we could do this year. So, I mean, in that regard, it's been a little bit frustrating because I feel like we've grown so much, but certain opportunities are just not, we're not able to really.
It's fully, impossible, yeah.
Right, yeah, to enjoy them. But in terms of just podcasting, it's just opened my eyes up to a whole nother world that I wasn't aware of. Where do we go from here? I mean, we're like cockroaches. We're not going away. So we're going to be everywhere. You guys are going to be tired as hell. So you guys have to be careful what you wish for, because I'm not going anywhere. None of us are going anywhere. Right now we're working with Basketball News Network. Definitely check them out online. There's a lot of content coming out. Our anniversary is technically on Wednesday, I do want you guys to watch our live pod that we're going to have. It's going to be during the Heat Raptors game. We have some crazy things coming up for you guys, possible guests.
You don't want to miss.
You really don't want to miss it. We're super excited about this. So yeah, definitely check us out. We're going to be trying to give you guys as much Raptors content as we can. And really right now, what we're trying to do is push Raptors mania onto the American market, which is really hard because they don't watch us. But I think our presence, especially because we're with Basketball News Network, we've pushed the Raptors to the forefront, and that's what we want to do. And that's what we're going to do moving forward. And that's part of why we agreed to partner up with Basketball News Network. So we're really excited to see, to kind of push the Raptors forward, and American fans that never paid attention to them, hopefully we're able to, you know, capture their attention a little bit. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do. A lot more media on, like, video media. Look out for us on TikTok. Look out for us on YouTube. We're out here.
Yeah. We're going to try to expand our horizons even more. But seriously, on Wednesday, it's going to be at 7 p.m. We're going to be hosting our live pods that we usually do. But this time, like Sandy said, a lot of fun people might be joining us, that and people you don't want to miss, people you want to make sure that you're tuned in for, and that I am going to make sure I get photographed next to. So... make sure you show up and make sure you get a good picture of me, because I need to make sure that I have enough variety to pick out when I have to pick out and show people who I was speaking to.
Right.
So we'll see you there on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And yeah. With that, we bid you adieu. Is that how you pronounce it? Adieu?
Yeah, adieu. I think you got it.
I always like butcher my English language. So that's not English, Nor.
It's not English.
Idiot. You dumbass. But all right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just hanging around the ride with us today. Sorry for any F-bombs, any rude comments. It's just who I am and who Sandy is. We are who we are, and we can't control it. So either you listen to us or you don't, so we don't really care. But we'll see you Wednesday. Please don't miss out. And all right, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And with that, we are Dishes and Dimes. We're brought to you by basketballnews.com, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.